Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Stephen Klatz with Klatz Talk. Today, we're going to be going over what makes PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds so popular, or really just games like that with that same kind of mode. So, for those of you that don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't. It's so popular. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is a game that features 100 players that start loaded into a cargo plane. As it circles above a large island, players can choose where they can drop out, and after they touch down, they have to scavenge for weapons, ammo, and armor in abandoned houses, hoping to remain alive until the ticker in the top right corner clicks down to one. Super intense. Everybody's talking about it. It's going for $30 right now. It's kind of a early access deal. So this early access actually released officially March 23rd of 2017, so actually a while ago. A year ago today, actually. Today's the 23rd, yeah. So it immediately became a success due to this unique Battle Royale mode. So the origin of this is actually really cool. There's a Japanese movie called Battle Royale released in 2000, so 18 years ago. It featured 42 ninth graders that were sent to a deserted island with nothing but a map, food, and just various different weapons. An explosive collar was fitted around their neck. If they break a rule, the collar explodes. Their mission is to kill each other and be the last one standing. And the last survivor is allowed to leave the island. Pretty cool idea. I guess that's where that kind of came up. And then you see other deals like the Hunger Games kind of take advantage of that, which did really well, at least just the first one. Creator Brendan Green, also known as PlayerUnknown, he got his start by creating these Battle Royale genre mods, for games like Arma 2 and H1Z1, really popular PC games, if you never heard of them. So these unique mods caught the attention of a Korean development studio called Bluehole. They contacted Green immediately and told him their idea of creating a huge Battle Royale game, much like his mods, but just its own game. Its own deal. So they also said they can make the game in a year, which he did not believe was possible. That's super, super difficult to do in a year. But they proved him wrong. They made it in a year. The name was chosen as it wasn't copyrighted, and Green liked staying anonymous like that. So what is it that draws people in to play this and continue to play it so much? This game skyrocketed. It broke so many records. It's crazy. Really, one of the big things is just so simple. It's such a simple concept. Anybody can understand it. I mean, pretty quickly. It's just a bunch of people on an island. You're limited resources. You got to find what you can and try to survive. And just everybody kills each other off until there's one left, and that's the winner. That's it. It's simple. It's honestly really smartly designed as well. Really well made. It already had a fan base because Brendan Green already had so many fans behind him and his popular Battle Royale mods that he created. So PUBG was somewhat made for streaming. That's another kind of idea as to why this took off so much. So the idea of Battle Royale is really good for streamers. What I mean by that is the beginning is slower, where you're in the lobby and customizing your guy, your character, or whatever, and then it kind of puts you in that plane, and they're waiting for it to go over the island, and they're waiting for the streamer to pick his spot and jump out and then go from there. So as it's slow in the beginning, streamers have said that's a really good time for other viewers to interact with each other, and the streamers to interact with their chat, and then later is when the action hits, like I said, right when you hit the ground. So streaming is a really good way for PUBG to get its publicity because its streaming's popularity itself has been rising so much recently. The fact that PUBG caters to the rhythms of streaming makes it very, very popular. Like I said, it starts out slow. Everybody's talking and trying to figure out what they're going to do. The streamer's talking to the chat, you know, where should I drop off? And it really makes it really good for streaming. But Green says, at the end of the day, we're striving to make a good game. There's no focus on one particular part of our player base, which he was pointing out that the game wasn't designed only for streamers to better publicize it. He really just wanted to make a fun game off of mods that that he loved making and that everybody clearly enjoyed. Another thing of the game is realism. The game actually has a very realistic damage model, unlike Halo or Call of Duty, where it's really unrealistic. Fun, obviously, but unrealistic. And people are craving that more and more nowadays, it seems like, as they want something more realistic, which is why Call of Duty's more recent games have been doing so horrible, because nobody wants that futuristic crap. So adrenaline is a drug, and it's super easy to get in PUBG. Having 100 people on one island might seem like it could still take a while to even see an enemy, especially when you've seen how large the map really is. I mean, it's huge. But the concept of shrinking the usual area of the map over time is brilliant to me. They just keep shrinking it to bring everyone closer and closer. There's no better way to bring everyone together, and there's nothing like it, and that gets your adrenaline pumping and your heart pounding. It's insane. Super fun, though. In summary, anytime you throw players together in a robust environment designed around creating unscripted conflict, interesting things are bound to happen, and PUBG has perfected that. It's pretty clear to anyone that has played that the adrenaline gets going, and it is just so much fun. Obviously, another game that's actually rising above PUBG right now is Fortnite, and that takes a little different angle. It's really got the Battle Royale mode nailed down, just like PUBG. It's got a more cartoony look to it, kind of like Sea of Thieves. It just looks really different. A lot of people don't like that. There's also a kind of building concept to it where you can build things, but it's also got destructiveness, which is really cool. So it's a really different angle, but that's somehow rising way above PUBG. I understand that for consoles, because PUBG is not running very well on consoles, which most people don't care because it's still really fun. The frame rates are horrible on consoles. Fortnite has that advantage because of the lower demand for all these textures and all that stuff that'll slow that down. And Fortnite's got, you know, its own map and, like I said, its own style, and it does a really good way of taking that Battle Royale mode. And there's actually a lot of other games that are starting to take that on. Dying Light is adding a new game mode called, what's it called? Bad Blood. And it's kind of the same concept. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I know there's a certain amount of players. I know it's a lot lower number, but they all start on the main original Haran map, where you start in the beginning of the game. And I think you have to collect certain packages, and once you collect all of them, then you all fight each other to get to the helicopter to leave. It's a different way of doing it, but it's pretty clear that what they're going for. So hopefully that works out, because I love that game. That'd be awesome. But we'll definitely see a lot more games take this on. It's super successful. Fortnite is killing it on Twitch right now. It's been number one in the U.S. streamed for, I don't know, a couple months probably. A couple days ago was different, because Sea of Thieves came out. That was number one for a day. And then Fortnite pushed it back. It's getting like 235,000 to 250,000 views. Solid. I mean, it's killing it right now. Another huge advantage to this, actually, is that Fortnite is free. Battlegrounds is $30, which is still really awesome. Especially, you know, you can tell it's early access. But Fortnite just crushes that with completely free game itself. The whole game is free. It's really awesome. Everybody's just been loving that. Maybe that's why they're going to that a lot more. They think that they'll just get used to that kind of cartoony look and the weird building and destructiveness concept of it. And people are really going for that more. Like I said, you can't be free. Definitely get past that look and save you $30. So definitely a way to do it. But yeah, I think a lot of more games are going to be coming out with this Battle Royale mode. It's really taking off. I don't know why it took this long, but it's definitely taken over, and people are loving it, and I don't blame them. It's super fun. It is so fun. I played PUBG on the Xbox One S a little bit, actually earlier today, and it is very, very, very laggy, but I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it. I got like one kill, but it was super fun. It's so fun. It really, really gets you going. Super enjoyable. But yeah, hopefully we'd see some more beloved games take this over. Grand Theft Auto 5 actually has kind of a mode for that. H1Z1 just came out with their own, it's like an auto royale mode. I don't know if it's just in vehicles or they just say that to have a different name. I don't know. But either way, a lot of different games are coming out with this, and hopefully we see more of it. And hopefully somebody comes up with a little twist to it that makes it more enjoyable. However they could do that, they don't even need to. But yeah, we'll see. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next time.